Blog Talk Radio.
Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect. Simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been. I am a believer.
Are you a believer?
Do you know what that means? That means I pledge my life, giving everything. I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect. But I have been redeemed, redeemed.
Hallelujah. I've been redeemed.
I forget my progression. Somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect. I am your brother. Let me show you the way. We'll take this road together. Oh, take it day by day. Somehow I know we'll make this journey. Yeah. Make no mistake about it.
Hallelujah. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Not perfect, just simply redeemed. This is your host tonight, Minister Vaughn Dumas, And we're just going to study a little bit from the Word. Let's do our scripture first. We're coming from 1 Thessalonians 5, starting at verse 16. It says, be joyful always. We talked about a little bit about it yesterday. We talked about being joyful always. We just read that now in the Word. Verse 17, pray continuously. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. Verse 23 reads, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, your soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Verse 25 said, brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. What does that same letter is being read to you now with the same love? We should pray for one another. Sanctify. What does sanctify mean? Sanctify means to set aside. If you already believe you're blessed to receive, then you're already got it. If you believe that in your heart, that you're blessed and you're going to receive all that God has for you, that you're in that position to receive it, you're already on your way. So see it as those here saw it. Wholeness. Wholeness. And while you're going through, and tough command is still to praise him, still to keep your joy, still to not fade, and to show gratitude. To show gratitude. It's hard sometimes to show gratitude when you're going through. But I remind you, right in the middle of your mess, you should still be grateful. Show gratitude. Get your sword, get your pencil, get your paper. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk about gratitude tonight. All right.
In the middle of it.
right, all right. Right there in the middle of it is what Brother Isaac said, right? Right there in the middle of it. Why would God command us to thank him regardless of our circumstances? Why would he ask us to be grateful even right in the middle of those circumstances? You know, the idea alone defies human logic, right? But then if we think about it, the Lord rarely binds himself to man-made rules anyway. Scriptural principles serve specific purposes in the Christian life. And gratitude keeps us aware of God's presence. Being aware of God's presence, it builds our trust, and ultimately it strengthens our witness. And that's what we're wanting to be doing, right? We're wanting to witness to people. It strengthens our witness when we can praise right in the middle of our situation, our circumstances. We must realize that even thankfulness is not based on emotions or a situation's outcome. We should be thankful regardless of what that outcome is going to be. We spoke on last evening just about the difference about our happiness and joy. Happiness is something that happens according to the circumstance around you. Happiness can decrease or increase, again, according to the circumstances around you. It's an external emotion, happiness. But joy, on the other hand, joy is a gift that was given to us by God. Joy is something that lives inside of you. It's an indwelling thing that lives inside of you. Joy is the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. Joy happens regardless of what happens in your circumstances outside of you. Your Holy Spirit is still alive. Your joy is still alive inside of you. And when those bad things happen, you can reach down inside and call upon the Holy Spirit for joy. It's a gift. Receive your gift. So we must realize again that our thankfulness is not based on emotions or situations' outcomes. You see, we can be grateful even during our trials because God has promised. We walk on his promises, and he has promised to work all things out for what? Our good. Isn't that what the book of Romans 8:28 tells us? He's promised. I know right now it may not feel like it, but he's promised to work it all out. Even for you that are grieving right now for your loss, we have to lean and depend on his word, on his promises. That means that he has a purpose in mind, even whether we understand it or not, even if it's something that we would have done or not. Hallelujah. That means he has a purpose in mind for each one of our experiences, whether it's pleasant or whether it's difficult. See, a big problem stacked against our small resources, it sends us running to God, it should. But sometimes it sends us running to the streets, running to our friends, running to the psychic, running to everyone else but on our knees. When we get these big problems, we got these small resources. Hallelujah. It should send us running to him, thankful that he has committed to work it out for our benefit. Thankful that he's going to turn it around. Thankful that it's still going to take the bad and make it work for the good of those who love the Lord. Thankful, showing gratitude. Hallelujah. Showing gratitude for him turning it around for our benefit. We as believers, our part is to trust God and trust that God will bring good from our trials and to discover his plan, which gives further reason for our thanking him. His plan, understanding his intentions. When we can begin to trust and hear from God where we can understand his intentions, it renews our strengths for facing those difficult trials.
Now, I know in the midst, right there in the middle, that we just talk about praising. You got to praise when you don't even, the understanding part haven't even came to you yet. You don't understand why your son had to die. You don't understand why this happened or that happened. You don't understand why, after all that you've done, you still didn't get that promotion. But you got to trust that God has an understanding. And he's going to, you're going to, all it's all going to be revealed to you as he lay out his plans for you. And then one day you'll understand. Hallelujah. You got to understand that he is working in the for your benefit. Out of the sight of man, but for the good of man. Let's say that again. He is working, even in that difficult situation, he's working out of sight of you, but for the good of you. Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. We got to understand that our strength, we gain strength coming through trials. We're able to make it through our trials because of the strength that he lends us. We draw on his strength. And it makes us strong. Expressing gratefulness changes our attitude about God. It changes our attitude about ourselves. You say, I didn't think I could ever do that, but God brought me through. It changes our attitude about ourselves, about our situations that we're going through. See, most people allow hurt and stress to form a pessimistic mindset, which negatively impacts every facet of our life. But believers have God's Spirit working within, that joy that's in, the Holy Spirit within, working, not just sitting there, but working to provide courage for you, working to let that courage flow, and in return we give thanksgiving. See, the Holy Spirit connects with God, the Spirit. And thanksgiving it occurs. And when we demonstrate thankfulness in harsh circumstances, other people pay attention. Other people pay attention. They say, girl, how are you still praising him when this just happened to you? How did you even show up here at church when that situation happened to you? How did you continue to go, how are you still singing in the choir? How you still got your head lifted high? Why are you still smiling? Wow. It's something about you. There, where are you getting your strength? That's your opportunity to witness about how is God who is strengthening you. It is God who is showing you a new outlook on your situation. It is God who you're trusting in, God who you're dependent on. But don't think for one moment that people are not watching. Your coworkers, your family, your friends will want for themselves that peace that you have, that energy that you have, that ability to be able to be grateful and have a grateful relationship with God. See, we're all going through things daily, all going through things daily. How you go through is your choice. You've got to have the materials. You've got to have the word inside of you. You've got to have the right weapons in order to fight your way through. Hallelujah. So whatever you're experiencing, go ahead. Defy the logic. We got to continue to praise God. Some of the verses we read in our scripture today is easy to memorize. They're easy to practice. But giving thanks is easy when things are good. But giving thanks in everything, is nearly impossible. It's nearly an impossible task. And gratitude at times even seems inappropriate. Considering the depth of the pain or the turmoil that you're experiencing, gratitude at times kind of seems inappropriate. But we have a comforter who helps us to exercise thanksgiving is in every situation. So the Holy Spirit enables believers to do what God requires. He requires us to be thankful, to trust Him. So the Holy Spirit is there to help us. And He teaches us a habit of gratitude. Gratitude is a part of His work, according to Psalms 92, which teaches us that since it is good to give thanks to the Lord, we should declare His love kindness in the morning and His faithfulness by night. See, in other words, we should regularly anticipate and recall His provisions. But when believers awaken to painful situations that have no logical reason for gratitude, that's when our Comforter provides the motivation and the word. Sometimes you just feel like, I don't even feel like praying. The Comforter provides the motivation to be grateful, the motivation to go into our needs and just trust. And expressing those thanksgivings during those turmoil times, that when you're going through those circumstances, it places neither you farther away from the situation. It's still real. It's still happening. But it just brings you into a calmer place with Jesus Christ. It enables Him to reveal things to you that you can't see if you're all drowned by emotions. Today's passage links the discipline of rejoicing, prayer, thanksgiving, and gratitude. That should be a regular part of our communication with God. Rejoicing with God. As we're in prayer, praying to God. We need to strengthen our prayer lives, people. Giving thanksgiving. All of that should be a regular part of our communication with God. A prayerless man. Again, hear me from the Spirit. A prayerless man can be sitting in church every Sunday, can be walking beside you and you think that everything can be one of the nicest people, but our works is not. A prayerless man cannot remain thankful for long. Why, you say, minister? Because he is too overwhelmed by his problems. A prayerless man cannot remain thankful for a very long period of time because he's too busy thinking about his problems. He's too overwhelmed by his problems. Talking with the Lord focuses problems. To stand back, it forces your problems to get out of the way so they can be replaced by God's peace. So you may ask, why does God tell us to exercise gratitude? It's because He knows that when we focus on His work in our lives, we'll discover His spirit has been lifted. He lifts up our spirit through His strength. And that our courage has been strengthened. And then as we watch Him intervene in our situations, we rejoice more, we pray more, we pray with increased favor, and we learn to give thanks in everything. Hallelujah. The more prayer, the more peace. The more thanksgiving, the more joy, the more love, the more directions you're going to see. Remember our scripture? It said that be joyous always. Pray continuously. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It said do not put out the Spirit's fire. See, don't turn from the left and say, I'm just going to go and hang out in the right because this didn't work for me. I'm experiencing pain, and I need to be under some kind of something else to go through this. I think I'm just going to try to do this here and maybe it'll go away. Well, unfortunately, it's not. You got to make yourself through those situations. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now. The Holy Spirit is speaking in your circumstance right now. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench His love. He wants you to reach out and come into prayer with Him right now, right in the middle of that circumstance, right in the middle. Reminding you again of the scriptures, it said, do not treat prophecies with contempt. This is not just something for you to pass over. This is a life-changing word. Hallelujah. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Choose good. Avoid every kind of evil. You said, but my flesh just wants to fornicate. That's all we're doing. We are going to get married one day. Or it's just sex. What are you talking about, Minister Vaughn? You know, it's just a part of life now. You expect me? How do I know that, you know, it's going to be something that I would want to marry if I don't test it out first? I got to test out every part of the relationship. Sex is a part of that. Why would I marry someone that I haven't tested out? That means you have no trust. You have no trust in the God that you say that you serve, that He's going to work it out for you, that He's going to provide for you. You have no trust. There is no gratitude because you don't know what to be grateful for because you're busy trying to work it out yourself. Well, God's already worked it out. There's nothing you can do that would stand in the way of God blessing you if you would just stay grateful, if you would just stay with an open heart, if you would just turn it all over to Him. If you just decide that I'm going to hold on to good, if you just decide that I'm going to avoid all kinds of evil, even though it may hurt my flesh, even though I have to deny my flesh of it, then it tells us that may God Himself, my sisters and brothers, He's speaking this word just directly to you. I pray that may God Himself, the God of peace, I pray that He sanctify you through and through. I pray that your whole spirit, your soul, your body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that the one who calls you, that you believe that He's faithful and that He will do just what He said He would do. That He will do just what He said He would do. I pray that you start to lift up your eyes to the hills by which cometh your help. I pray that you realize that all of your help comes from the Lord. I pray that you start to reach out to Him. I pray that you start to believe Him and be grateful. Allow God to set you aside and make you a whole person. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, I invite you to just repeat after me. Jesus Christ, come live inside of me. I believe, God, that you gave your only Son, that He would die for me and give His life. I believe that every drop of blood that He shed, it was to cover my sins so that I would not be separated from you for eternity. I confess that I am a sinner. And I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I invite you to come and live inside of me. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit that would be my comforter, that would be my guide. And I will serve you, I will walk with you, and I will tell the world about your goodness. I want to trust you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rejoice with you right now. It's important to get in a Bible teaching church. It's important to pray about where it is that God wants you to serve. Not just get in church, but start participating. Be a worker in the church. Do something. Be an active member of your church. Do something. Hallelujah. Let your voice be heard. Hallelujah. Shout out to the Lord, thankful. Be glorious. Magnify his name, because he's worthy. Let someone know about your decision to follow Christ. You can reach us at walkwithmegod@aol.com. If there's anything that I can do to help you on your walk, anything that I can do to help you on your walk, you need a Bible, I'd be more than happy to mail one out to you. Do you need just some tracts to pass out to someone else so that you can witness to others? I'd be more than happy to get some your way. You say, man, I'm not really wanting to give out the information, or I need them right now, I'd be more than happy to look up somewhere to find in your area that would have what you're needing to help spread the word. Hallelujah. God is in your corner, and he wants to turn all of the things that has had you down, caught up in emotions. He's willing and he's ready. He's able to just turn it around for you. He wants you to know that you're not in here alone, that whatever you're going through, you can still have joy. Whatever you're going through, when you don't feel like praying, the Holy Spirit will be right there for you. I know that we all have our own stories. We all have our own story. I know you don't know my story, and I may not know yours. Don't be afraid of your testimony. Until the next time, God bless you. I love you. This is Minister Von Duma signing off. The most important thing, though, that God loves you. You can trust him. You can trust in his love. Good night.
You don't know my story.
For no more shall the shackles condemn me. listening to these songs, if you realize that you don't have a